All right, we were going to try to keep this guy off the air because he tends to hijack things, but he insists on coming on with us. George, say good morning to your cousin, Elmer Wayne.
He's not my cousin.
Hey there, Giorgio. What you doing, old boy?
Well, we're trying to do the radio show.
Did you have a happy 4th of July?
I did. How about you, Elmer Wayne?
I tell you what, man. Where'd you go, old boy? We didn't see you down here.
Down where?
Down here in the holler where I live.
No, I tried to stay away from the holler. Yeah.
You told me that you was going to make it.
No.
About 7 years ago, I talked to you, and you said you was going to come out to this 4th of July.
Yeah, I just...
Because I invited you out to that one, and you said, I don't know. I'll come to the one in 7 years.
Something came up.
Yeah, what came up? All your money and accolades?
No, I just made other plans. How about that?
I blew my hand off.
What?
Oh. You okay?
I blew my hand off.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, it ain't that big a deal, though.
What do you mean it's not that big a deal?
Well, I tell you, it's just one of them accidents. You know how sometimes you blow your hand off?
No.
Well, our other cousin, Kenneth, got this great deal on a couple of truckloads of Malaysian fireworks.
Oh, no.
So for the 4th of July, I was like, well, I ain't got the money, Kenneth, to pay you. He wanted 20 bucks for both trucks. And I said, I ain't really got the money, but my cousin George is coming in from the big city. So I'll go ahead and buy them.
Oh, he did that just for you, George.
Yeah, and so Kenneth, he towed them trucks to my dirt yard out here in Van Zandt County in front of my trailer. And
yeah.
So I thought, well, you know, George is running a little late. He always does that. He always running late. And I said, hey, you kids, just kind of line up in a semicircle. And so I thought I'd entertain my 26 kids by putting on this fireworks show. Well, 26. I know what you're thinking on right now. You're saying, Elmer Wayne, 26 kids?
Right.
Yeah, I'm sad to say 8 of them were taken away by the state due to neglect. That's why we's down to 26.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
Yeah, the state, they have all these rules about neglect and mess and... sexual acting out of some kind or another in the older ones. Yeah, the older ones, you know.
God, Elmer Wayne.
That's really disturbing.
They get on up there in age and ain't much to do in the country. And, you know how it is. You used to do it with me all the time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, come on. You going to pretend like you don't remember us sneaking down to the creek on a Sunday afternoon and laying in that holler log and you promising me you're going to love me forever?
No, that wasn't me.
It's funny the false promises we make sometimes.
And what we remember, yeah.
So anyways, I was going to put on this fireworks show, and I knew that it was cheap quality because them Chi-Coms made them in Malaysia. So I just decided I'd just tie them all together and set them off at once.
Good idea.
Well, it didn't work out for me too well.
Yeah?
It blew my trailer to high holy hell. It blew it about 400 feet into the sky in slow motion. And so I was like, damn! And they was like, whoa! I was being all, hey! And... because, there I am looking at my entire Travis Tritt collection going up into the sky.
Yeah.
So I blew our trailer up, and the kids were still bored. I still had both hands at this point. But the kids, they was getting bored because they were like, well, Daddy, our science fair projects went up in smoke, too. I was making bathtub Crankford Air Elementary School.
That's not good.
So I said, hold on a second. So I went out to the shed, and I knew that's where I keep my dynamite that I use to catfish and bass fish with.
That's illegal.
So I brought that out there, thought I'd do a few more fireworks. I'll be damned if I didn't blow off my hand.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't mess with dynamite.
I should say hands.
Hands?
You blew them both off?
Yeah, I blew them both off. I did find one of them, so And unfortunately, I put that back on the wrong arm. I'm still learning. There's an occupational therapist come work with me every week.
Sounds like a real mess, Elmer Wayne. Yeah.
But yeah, if you got an extra hand or so, if you could lend me a hand, I'd really appreciate it there, Joe.
No, I can't do that.
The doctor says you might be a tissue match.
Yeah, well, you're kin, so.
Number one.
Yeah, you're kinfolk.
Would you stop?
You promised me you'd love me for forever.
Would you stop yelling? You don't have to yell into the phone.
Give me a hand.
No.
Give me your damn hand.
No, I don't have an extra one.
You still into wife swapping?
I never was.
I was about to say, I got this, the latest wife I got is pretty good looking, George.
Yeah, not interested.
She'd love to feel the old George Dunham eggplant.
Oh,
is that what you still
doing? No,
like?
No. Look.
A stout eggplant?
We got to go.
Of course, she's so skinny from amphetamines, you may bust her in half.
Oh, my
jeez. I guess that's why you always called it the girl buster, huh?
No.
Yeah, ain't it's a pretty old gal, I tell you. Used to be a lot prettier before that pit bull attack. Wait.
Yeah. What?
You going to be out here this afternoon or this evening?
Probably this evening.
To bring that hand.
I'm not bringing the hand.
This is what you do. This is what you do. You can go ahead and take it off at home, but the doctor says you just bring it out here in an old Kenny shoebox, but make sure you put some St. Augustine or something down there, a little bed of grass for the hand to rest in.
St. Augustine. Grass.
And you just bring the shoebox by, and if we ain't here, because we got to go on a hooch run next county over, if we ain't here, you just put that shoebox. You can kind of see where the front door used to be. Just
okay.
Put it right there.
All right, great.
You doing it all right?
Nope.
Well, you just said you were, you lying bastard. Is this what radio does to people?
I was just trying to get you off the phone.
Are you still on radio?
Yes.
You still on radio? All right. Hey, Giorgio.
Huh?
You remember one thing. You may be in the city now, but you's one of us. You're still one of us, and you know that you and I, we are both country!
See, Elmer Wayne, not my cousin.